Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Friday, August 12th, 2022. I'm Dale, and welcome to the Midwest Super Pixel Pros live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. Today's show is brought to you by the second annual Mayor's Back the Badge Ride. It's happening August 24th from 4:30 to 9 at the Alaris Center parking lot. And it's back for a second year where Mayor Brandon Bochensky is excited to invite UTV, ATV, motorcyclist, and even golf cart enthusiasts together to enjoy a family-friendly recreation within Grand Forks city limits while supporting the Grand Forks Police, Grand Forks Sheriffs, and University Police Departments. As part of the festivities this year, we are excited to announce Zero Gravity Outreach, which is a motorbike and quad aerial display. So here's your chance to show off your support for these brave men and women who dedicate themselves each day to protecting our community. The schedule of events and being able to register can happen at the Mayor's Back the Badge website, which can be found at www.mayorsbackthebadgeride.com. So it's all going down August 24th from 4:30 to 9 p.m. at the Alaris Center parking lot, the second annual Mayor's Back the Badge Ride. Many thanks, everyone, for having us part of your Friday. You can tune in live every Friday at 2 p.m. on gfbestsource.com or on the GFBS Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, or YouTube pages to interact with us in the live chat or by calling or texting in your questions or comments at 701-213-0863. Check out our audio archives on the GFBS on your favorite podcast apps, or we recommend you finding past videos of our episodes on the GFBS YouTube archives. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and hit that notification bell. You get those handy alerts when we go live. You can see last week us do our Power Pad special. We did some cornhole beanbag toss and some awesome track and field hijinks occurred. Yeah, very good time. So Paul's on vacation this week. We wish him the very best and safe travels back. And Steve is a big day ahead of him with his work. So we'll give Steve a super duper shout out today. But joining us in place is super special guest Amber. What's up?
Hello.
And producer Katie's in the house, too. She'll be joining us momentarily. And, yeah, we're going to give a special introduction for the game for the day. If you saw the preview on our social media, we're going to do a take two for Mario Party because Amber joined us again about, was a month or two back, and we tried to do Mario Party. I want to say I thought it was on GameCube, but you thought it was on Switch. I can't remember. It was a while back, but we had some technical difficulties, unfortunately. So you want a rematch, right, Amber?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is Mario Party Superstars. We're going to be playing on the Switch, and I believe we kind of pre-selected our characters before just to get things good to go here, so we can go ahead and cue that up when you're ready. And so here you can see here the characters we got selected. I am good old Waluigi. We got Katie is Birdo. Amber is Rosalina, and we got the computer filling out the slot as Yoshi. So we did the birthday cake stage from the original Mario Party on N64 because this is Mario Party Superstars. It collects five boards from the original N64 games. So are you all ready? I'm playing the applause sound effect to indicate a yes. Yeah? Are you guys ready? Amber?
Yep, definitely.
Katie? Yeah. Yeah? All right. Here we go! As my boy Mario would say. And we got good old Koopa Troopa giving us the intro. So I believe I remember, I want to say, of the last two games we did, Paul won once and I won once. So this is going to have, I will predict Amber or Katie will be victorious today. So it's going to have us doing the little intro spiel here. Oh. So we're just going to fast forward through this. It's kind of saying there will be events going on. Koopa's going to ask us a question. We want you to become a superstar by getting the most stars on the board. So it's going to have us roll to see who goes first. He's handing over the master of commensuraries for the night to Toad. He's going to be our guide. Yeah, we'll say yes. He probably has to walk us through some rules. Special colored spaces. Man, I'm getting hungry for cake now. Bowser space. Goomba near the pudding. He's going to mess with us. Oh, okay, so if we go by Goomba, he decides where we will go. All right, we're going to roll for turnover, our turn order. Oh, Amber will be leading the way. And Katie, I think you have to, there we go, computer, and then I will be fourth, so that means I'm going to lose. And as always, we start with 10 coins. Now, where will the star be on the board? How are y'all feeling going into this round? You feeling lucky? Feeling victorious? Yay, nay? Yeah. Yes. Katie says yes.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a star up there. So here we go. So turn one. And I believe, yeah. There you go, Amber. Lead the way. Gonna get a big roll. Five. So I can't remember which one. No.
It's not gonna work.
Oh, there we go. Katie's turn.
Oh shoot, no. Dang it.
Okay. Amber, I can't remember which Mario Party. Did you say you had a favorite from the series over the years?
Not really.
No.
I've played a bunch of Mario Parties.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they all just kind of blend together after a while. Yeah.
At some point, one game goes into the next one and then keeps going on like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the first eight Mario Parties were so identical in concept, where they kind of switched some things up by having events on the boards and stuff like that. Oh, here's a computer. And but it was just the same. Go around the board, get your stars, pay 20 coins or whatever you determine the stars to be, do your various mini games. And then it was like, did you either of you do Mario Party 9 or 10 on Wii or Wii U? That's where they really switch things up, and games can go get finished within like a half hour. They're like super short, where all the players ride around together on a board. Yeah, it was really radical in how they switched things up. So one versus three, all of us against, was it Amber there?
Yep.
Piranha's Pursuit. What do we got going on here? So mash the button to escape. Ground pound to feed PD Piranha. So looks like mash B, then to skate, and then A to jump to get over the obstacles there. So seems good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So everyone hits plus sign to go. So, all right. Oh, whoops. All right, here we go. Starting things off. So Amber, I think you had mash B to keep going. And then we ground pound the cloud to catch up. All right. One, two, bash. 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 One. Amber's got a pretty good lead on us. I think we're supposed to keep bashing the cloud in order to catch up. And the computer is not being in sync with us at all. And you can see the radar at the bottom, how far Amber has to make it to the end finish line. Looks like she's going to... looks like she's going to get the best of us on this. Hey, there you go.
Is that 3 coins?
Yeah, I think Amber will get the coin bonus here. Possibly a sign of things to come. Yeah, the big coin lead on us. All right. Amber will keep leading the way to victory.
Isn't Daisy and Peach like cousins?
Daisy and Peach?
Technically.
I want to say off the top of my head, I don't know if they're officially related, but I know they were both like the early princesses in the early Mario games. I think Daisy, I want to say, was from Donkey Kong. And I think Peach was the very first Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo.
OG.
The OG, yo. All right, Katie. Well, I think you got a big coin block there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. That's going to, you're already up to 30 coins. So you already got the guaranteed minimum to get a star. I believe it's 20. We're on turn two. Oh, evil Piranha Pete. Chomping away on Yoshi.
Oh, that was me.
Oh. So what made you go with Birdo for your pick for this round today, Katie?
She's cute.
Cute.
I guess. Cute little thing.
Birdo. Character. I remember first encountering Birdo in Mario Brothers 2 on the NES. And fighting Birdo freaked me out because, sure, we'll plant a small one here.
Fighting Birdo?
Yeah, because Birdo would fire eggs out of you. You see the big old schnoz for Birdo? Birdo would fire eggs out of the nostril there, and you'd have to jump on the egg, hoist it, and fire it back at Birdo. So, yeah, it was crazy. Mario Brothers 2 was a very different take on the Mario Brothers formula. All right, so here we go. Minigame time. Looks like simple A to jump, B punch, double A ground pound. Looks like... Is this a free-for-all, it looks like? Yeah. Fight through the dizziness to grab the clefs hovering above the record. Oh, okay, so we're supposed to grab the music notes. Seems pretty straightforward. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So it looks like we're supposed to stay on top of the record player while jumping to... Oh, I think it messes with... Being dizzy messes with our movements.
Or should the controller backwards?
Yeah, because I think we're all dizzy here. Oh, man, this is not... This is messing with my cognitive skills. Oh, come on. Oh, shoot. Ah, come on, get what? Oh, no, I did not like that one.
Oh, I think I was blocked.
Yeah. I think, oh, tie with Katie and Amber. All right. There you go.
Dang.
Yoshi and I only got two coins. We are not doing good at all. All right, turn three. Amber starting us off. All right, couple turns in. How are y'all feeling?
Not last.
Not last. Yes, yes. Anymore. That's me and computer doing that. Amber, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm at least having luck with the coins today.
I know Mario Party being Mario Party, there's always the odds where I'll just randomly at odds, just, nope, here goes all your coins, here goes your star. People in the chat watch, and we want to hear, do you have any dastardly Mario Party memories or just freak out moments or just a favorite from the series? Let us know in the chat. All right, so, Computer Yoshi taking it away. I'll be upset if Computer wins. It only seems apropos. But I got Computer set to normal. I didn't want to put it on too easy. We didn't want him to be a pushover.
I realize when you're nearing the end of this game, even though you were in last place, you will win.
Oh, yes.
As I learned from last time.
Because I think that's where we found out the joy of the bonus stars, right? Mm-hmm. Four-player free-for-all minigame. What do we got here? Let's count how many characters are milling about. So, okay, you press A to go up one, B to go down one. So count how whoever is right when the roll call comes wins. So we'll hit start and start her up. And it looks like we just got to count how many toads are on screen and then just go from there. I don't like this math. Counting.
When we're done, what do you do?
Just leave it there until time expires there. So, Forty-two, 45, 53, 56, 62, 28, 24. What does the computer say? It's going to tally it up. It's making the dramatic, we'll do a drum roll to help amplify the drama here. 24, oh gosh, Amber, spot on.
That one I'm actually pretty decent at.
I was counting way too fast. I was way off.
Wowza.
Yoshi has zero coins. Oh my gosh, Yoshi. All right, turn four. I like this Mario Party on Switch. I really like how they just made it a best of. I don't think they officially announced any DLC, but I was hoping they... Because they only brought over five boards. I think between the first three N64 Mario Parties, I think there's like... 12 to 15 boards altogether. But yeah, I played all the Mario Parties regularly.
No advertisement over here.
Uh-oh. Katie with the freebie advertising. No.
Yeah, for a special restaurant that I love.
Oh, you got the star, Katie. Do you got enough coins? I think you do.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. In the lead. Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
Got the star.
What are you talking about, Dale? I have star, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh, yeah. Everyone has a star but me. Yes, sir. And Yoshi.
Double dice, double dice, double dice. Okay.
Double coins? Yoshi. All right. Waluigi time. Let's get some coins. Come on, let's at least get some coins. Oh, that's not going to do me much. Oh, well, it says a lucky space. Let's see. Oh, give me some coins. Ooh. All right. 20 coins. Oh, okay. We'll take 10 coins. We'll take it.
36, 27, 17, and 0. Yoshi.
Yoshi. All right. Another four-player free-for-all minigame. What do we got? Tipsy Turny? Tilt to slide. So just move and jump. You could practice right
what
now.
What are you supposed to do?
Turn to slide the shell and uncover all the panels. So you slide the shell, and it looks like as you slide it across the board, you unveil the pictures. So you see how it is there? Good? All right. Ready up, yo. All right. So tilting the board to get the shell to slide to unveil the picture of this gorgeous little, what was it, baby toad, it looks like. There we go. Whoever gets it first. I got two tiles left. Oh, there we go.
I don't even know who the...
I think it's between me and you. Oh, all right. I got lucky. Got a mini game that went my way. There we go. So it looks like no change to the overall order here. Two got a star. You're doing pretty good. All right, so turn five. We'll take a break after this turn then. So both Katie and Amber on the board early with stars, way earlier than usual. So good job, guys. Yeah. Buy an item to store to use for later. These items are always nice. Which one are you thinking of, Amber?
I'm thinking double dice.
Double dice, yeah. That definitely helps, especially if the star is pretty far out.
That's what I want.
So, yeah, this, yeah, and then I think I mentioned last time we played this one, I can't remember, too. Looks like Goomba's up to some goofiness here. What's he doing? Planting a seed. Or do you get to pick this one, Amber?
You get to pick the seed, and then that determines your path that you take.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It kind of splits it up. So what will the fates decide for you?
Whoops. Okay, that was louder than I thought.
I guess I said deciding to visit King Bowser, I'm guessing, for a fun mini game. Okay. And planting a strawberry.
If I remember right, if you go visit Bowser, you automatically stop at his square, and then he gives you a random item for, like, double or triple the price
of
what it is in the store.
Well, and you have to buy it if you have the coins?
And it forces you to buy it.
Oh, not cool, Bowser. That's him.
Yes, I want to buy something.
Yeah, at a fair and modest price, right? Double dice.
Love the double dice.
Man, the visuals of this cake, man, it's got me hungry. Lunchtime is a mist.
Okay, that's fine.
Goomba, okay.
Coins, I don't care.
So this is what you just did, Amber, right? Pick a path.
I want that one.
You pick the seed, and then he'll plant it, and it'll either be a Bowser seed or a flower.
Mm.
If you get the flower, you don't go visit Bowser.
So that's good. Sweet. Yes. Goomba's disappointed. But yeah, there's some cool unlocks in here. You get to keep you playing here, too, after you beat. You got a profile that levels up to earn coins to unlock stuff to use in, like, encyclopedia area to unlock Mario Party history with music, encyclopedia, Wikipedia type profiles on characters and games, past games. So this game has a lot of good Mario Party fan service for fans of the series. What would you all rate your fandom of Mario Party overall? Was it one of your, like, top tier, middle tier, or... Oh! I got the star! Do I got... Oh my god, I think I... All right. Tying it up with y'all. Wow, this is definitely the most amount of stars I think I've seen in the first five turns, huh? All right. I got lucky. Event space. Super duper slide. Okay, sure. Bonus mini game on top of a regular mini game. We're me and computer against Katie and Amber.
Good luck.
Cake Factory. I guess that's appropriate. We're doing it on this.
Oh, we played this.
I think we did this. Yeah. So you got to. One player takes cakes, the other takes strawberries. Then just A button to pick it up and put it down. So you got to put the cake up.
Oh, you have to time it, though. Just
yeah. For- grab it from the conveyor belt. Makes sense? Good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Ready up.
Oh, am I grabbing the strawberries? Or does it matter?
I'm grabbing the cake. You're grabbing the strawberries.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, coordinate. All right. There we go.
I got the cake last time. Okay.
Looks like... Oh, I missed the strawberry.
There we go.
Come on, Yoshi. Let's do this, Yoshi. Yoshi, we got this. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, no. I'm doing awful. I think you guys got us.
You got us.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. I was doing so awful. Those conveyor belt speeds were being... That one requires some precise timing, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Well...
What'd I say? First at the bottom will always come up off.
All right, well, so that's the halfway point here. All right, well, we'll take it to the current standings here. We'll just get past this little recap here. Birdo. All right, we'll pause it there. And we'll take it back here, and we're just going to do a quick shout-out to the Greenway Takeover Festival, brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bobble Shops. It's coming back to downtown Grand Forks September 8th through the 11th. You'll hear live music from the Gear Daddies, Mae Simpson, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, the Yonder Mountain String Band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, Manic Drive, and more. Enjoy food, games, beer, and music. It's free before 6 and $10 admission afterwards. So bring the whole family for 4 days of absolute fun. The Greenway Takeover Festival is September 8th through the 11th, brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. You can find out more by going to greenwaytakeover.com. All right. So we're going to queue it up to our esports or gaming-related video of the week here. I believe I got it all quick to go here. Just a couple of timestamps here, I guess, to introduce it. Games Done Quick is kind of a fun YouTube channel where they have people speedrun games, play them super fast. Have you ever checked out any of these before, Amber, for like the speedrun video game community? They try and exploit shortcuts and glitches in games to beat them way faster than you usually should.
I don't watch them very often, but I have definitely seen a couple of them.
I know they do big streaming, live stream events. They do it to raise charity and all that. So yeah, we could go ahead and queue it up here. And this one, they kind of had a theme with a couple people doing licensed handheld games. So I thought this was a different theme because these are doing speedruns through games that aren't usually that popular. And this is, you recognize this one.
Is it Surf's Up?
Yep, Surf's Up. They did a game for it on PSP. And this game is just like, it's like an obstacle course-based game. Kind of like Tony Hawk, it looks like, but on a straight course instead of, I don't remember Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam. That's what it reminded me of. Fan of Surf's Up at all?
Not really. I haven't seen too much of it.
I know I remember seeing previews of it over the year. I know we got an upcoming movie on our big screens and TV streams episode next week. Our special is going to be top three animated movies, our personal picks. And I can't remember if Surf's Up came up for anyone. I think it was mildly discussed. Katie, a fan of Surf's Up at all?
No, I never played it. I've never heard of it before.
I think it was one of the many CG animated movies that happened over the years. But yeah, the narrators here, the commentary, they're kind of talking over about all the glitches they exploit to get through this game as fast as possible. They got all these crazy button presses in this. This next one you may be a little more familiar with. If we jump ahead to 1:16:30,
you don't see anything quite as odd.
Of course, yeah, they're doing it for charity and all that fun stuff. This is SpongeBob SquarePants. Gosh, what was the subtitle of this game? SpongeBob SquarePants Super Sun. Or no, Super Super One on Game Boy Advance. I know there is a bunch of... There were a ton of SpongeBob games that came out over the years. I know they just re-released one on Xbox and PlayStation, like this within the last year. They called it Rehydrated Edition because they kind of remastered the graphics and all that. I forget the subtitle of the game. I don't know. Either of you play many of the SpongeBob games from over the years?
I didn't really play too many of them. Like, I played the new ones that came out on the PlayStation.
Oh, that latest one that just hit? Yeah. How is that one? That's like a Mario-style game, right?
I don't really remember. It's been a little bit, but...
Oh, no, yeah, fair.
I remember playing and, like, I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Oh, okay, just kind of was like, all right, this is what it is.
Like, I'll play it, but I'm not going to be like, oh, I need to play this.
Have to play SpongeBob. Katie, I know you've professed your love for SpongeBob on past shows. Have you played any... This is the one on Game Boy Advance. I know. Is this one ringing a bell for you?
No, the only SpongeBob game I ever played was SpongeBob Diner Dash, which is a computer application.
Oh, a smartphone app kind of game?
Only on computer.
Oh, on computer. Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah, this is like an old school Game Boy Advance one. This is like a Mario style old school 2D platformer, and yeah, I was watching a bit of this the other day, and here we got the streamer kind of talking his way through how to get, you know, take advantage of the platform and get the most coverage in his jumps and gaps, jumping off everything accordingly. But yeah, that's all there is to it. There, I know later on in this video they play Lego Star Wars on a handheld game too. But I just figured, oh, this is, you know, something off the beaten path to highlight here just to see. I know I kind of want to revisit their channel again here in a future episode because they just did their big event where they stream in front of many, many, like hundreds of people that are, and it's a big pro speedrun community that are very familiar with the game. So when they see people, like I think I was just briefly checking out them playing some other random games. I think it was like a Sonic game, I want to say, on Game Boy Advance, where they successfully like warped through walls and hit all this space at a super fast speed, and then they had the crowd cheering them on in the background. So I may pull one of those up here for a episode in the coming weeks here. But, big handheld gaming fans over the years at all? Did you have a go-to handheld? Okay, I think you were a big DS, right? And regular DS?
Yeah, that's all I ever played.
Yes, DS rules. Played so much DS. Original Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. I played way too many. Had a big collection. Amber?
I played Game Boy and DS quite a bit.
Game Boy and DS. Did you have a go-to Game Boy or DS game?
For Game Boy, I would say it had to have been Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot, nice. Yeah, well, those games, those are perfect for handheld. You know, go hand-in-hand with the Mario-style platforming games and all that. Of course, I love Tetris. Tetris, played way too much Tetris. Various versions and incarnations of that. But, so that's our esports segment of the week. And just a reminder for those tuning in, if you like Mario Party or you're a fan of the many other plethora of licensed-based video games that we just... like the ones we just showed here, share us your memories in the live chat or by dialing or texting in your questions or comments, 701-213-0863. Or if you're watching this off the GFBS YouTube archives, make sure to catch us live every Friday at 2 on GFBestSource.com or the GFBS Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, YouTube channels. So also just to give a nice heads up, to help support Grand Forks Best Source by checking out the donate link at the top of the GFBestSource.com website or in the About section on our Facebook page. Every donation helps us out with our overhead costs and helps keep the lights on. So please feel free to check that out. And also another great way to support Grand Forks Best Source is to leave Grand Forks Best Source a review on your favorite podcast app. Definitely helps spread the word and move us up in the podcast search engines there. So we thank all of you for your support and for making us part of your day. So just a couple of quick new releases to highlight this week that are coming out. I knew that new Spider, or not new, but... that Spider-Man game that first came out on PlayStation 4 as an exclusive Marvel Spider-Man open-world Spider-Man game just for the latest new generation of consoles. It later got remastered and updated as a PS5 launch game. Well, that's hitting PC now, and that's out this week. And I heard it works really good on the new Steam Deck handheld where you can pretty much play computer games on like a Switch-like device. So... that's pretty cool. I have that Spider-Man game on PS4, but it's in my super huge backlog of games. I don't know when I'll get around to it. Arcade Paradise is out this week, pretty much on all consoles. And that's a cool where you get to create your own arcade and you can generate traffic for how people can, how busy you can get trying to attract business. Kind of like if you've ever played just like restaurant simulators or carnival simulators, like theme park. Or like any games of that variety. It's a simulation where make the ultimate arcade. And there's another game like that also called Two Point Campus hitting this week. Kind of like the spinoff follow-up to Two Point Hospital hitting all platforms. So I don't know, are you guys fans of simulations like SimCity or Theme Park, games like that, or Roller Coaster Tycoon? Ever cross your paths over the years? I know that genre has its fans. I've played a few of them over the years, SimCity, Theme Park, but I know these are two big releases for those genres this week. But
I only did like Smoothie Simulator. That's all I did.
There's a Smoothie Simulator?
Like on like my cool math games.
Oh, okay.
My primary games, that was another big one back in my day.
Primary games?
Yeah.
So like on app
on
games?
Computer.
Oh, on computer? Okay.
A website.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in computer lab in high school, everyone trying to find websites you could play flash based games on while all the teachers weren't looking. Amber, was that a guilty pleasure of yours?
I definitely enjoyed computer time when I was playing games and stuff like that.
And then they would, the administrators would try and, oh, here's a new game website, let's block it, and then everyone would find or try to find ways to work around it. Does that ring a bell? Or at least that, I know I got some years on you guys, but
Flappy Bird. They banned that within, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, they did in school?
Yes.
Well, like, they're able to block it so you can't access it on your phone either?
No, just under the Grand Forks Public Schools District, they banned that game because we all had laptops.
Oh.
But they were registered with Grand Forks Public Schools.
Oh,
man. So they could ban anything.
Dang it. Why do they have to track everything you do? Jeez. Evil. Evil. Yeah, that's poor. Did you guys hear about the craziness that happened with Flappy Bird afterwards? How the owner like pulled it from app stores and stuff like that because he couldn't face the pressure of the popularity of the game. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah. And then I remember like any device that had that app on it was going for a whole lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. Because the owner pulled it and he didn't want it for sale because he used to keep on getting interviews and pestered online and social media channels about he just couldn't take the popularity of the game. And like you said, Amber, because I think it wasn't a few years ago when the iPhones like updated HD resolutions and made certain outdated games where they didn't work anymore. Does that ring a bell? I want to say they upgraded their HD resolutions and if certain games that came out so many years old they didn't get an update to run be compatible with that new HD resolution, they automatically weren't able to work. I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, I wanted to say, or maybe even longer. Time flies. It's been a crazy past few years. But we're going to, I guess, hit another talking point here. I believe we got a funky image queued up for it. Amber, I know you're a fan of just talking to you over the last year or so about a game you're of. I believe we got the image good to go here of, here we go, for people watching the, there it is, Assassin's Creed. Got a little collage of various Assassin's Creed games over the years. And, how long have you been playing the Assassin's Creed games?
I think I started like 4 years ago.
4 years ago. And there's been a bunch. They've been making them since, I think the first one came out in, it was like 2006 or 7, the original Assassin's Creed. And why don't you, just for people unfamiliar, a nice just general overview of what a typical Assassin's Creed game is like.
So it's pretty much like you're in, like, for example, Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Egypt. And your character is following the storyline of, like, I don't even remember, but like you're following a historic storyline while exploring the country and just completing random quests.
Because they actually take place in accurate historical periods of time, right? And each game kind of takes place in a different historical setting, right?
Yeah.
I know that they've had a bunch of them. You kind of see. By the collage in the background, you can kind of make out what some of them are. You mentioned one takes place in Egypt. I only played a handful of them. I want to put more time into Assassin's Creed 3 because that takes place during Revolutionary War era America. Have you had a chance to try that one out?
I haven't played that one.
I know there's been like at least a dozen games in the series if you count all the spin-offs and stuff too. So the way you say you explore and stuff, it's like an open world, kind of like Grand Theft Auto style, where you could, and a lot of climbing and exploration.
Yeah, you just run around, you can ride on a horse, you can climb cliffs and do whatever.
The one I put the most time into was the original Assassin's Creed. I think I just got addicted to that. I'm like, ooh, can I climb the top of this building? And, and was it, I don't know if it still got to be a thing in the later games, but a cool thing to do was like finding nice big structures to jump off of and survive if there was a Herald Bay nearby. Was that still a thing in the later games?
There's actually in, I think it was Origins, there's actually a quest that you complete that you have to jump off of tall structures.
And survive.
Like, it's like a save point.
Oh,
where
yeah.
you can jump off from the top of it, and you jump into a bale of hay or sand or something, and yeah. then you survive the fall.
Yeah. That's cool. Just being able to, of course, be a super cool, rad, badass assassin, and being able to make these killer jumps. And, of course, you got all, you can see in the background one, they got all the sheath knives or daggers coming out of their wrist there. And, like, you could do all kinds of crazy, like, supposed to be, like, stealth-based combat, but you can kind of hack and slash if you want, right?
Some areas, it's better just go hack and slash. Others, you will just die right away if you do that.
And besides, like, jumping around, they got alternative ways to traverse, because they got, like, open valleys connecting various cities in various games, right?
Yeah, so you can, there in some of the games, you can fast travel.
Oh, that's got to help.
So you can just select the area that you want to go to, and then just fast travel there, so you don't have to go all the way across the map.
I remember, I think I played the original, I don't recall if there was fast travel in that, but I remember horseback riding was the main way to get cover those huge valleys.
I'm pretty sure the fast travel started in Origins.
Origins?
And the ones after that.
And I guess the main thing we should bring up about this game, too, is I don't know if it carried forward in the latest games. I haven't had a chance to try the latest games, but I know for the first several, while the bulk of the game takes place in these historical settings, like, I guess during various story moments of the game, you kind of take place in the present-day timeline, right?
Yep.
I don't know if you want to expound on that a little bit.
So, you follow the storyline, but every, like, I think it's like four or five times during the game, you jump out of, the, like, the historical world and then jump into the real world where a company is trying to, like, stop your exploration and pretty much claim it as their own.
Yeah, like steal the credit.
Yeah. So you get to play in that world as well.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's like a kind of a minor thing, but the way I think they explored how that world takes place, some of it is like very limited or some of it's a little more involved, right?
Like in when you're in the like the machine's called the Animus, when you're in there you have a lot more abilities, and then it's like you go back to being totally human again, and you
real
can only
world.
Like jump and do
basic walking, yeah. running, jumping.
Yeah.
Certain game where that stands out the most for me, the real world stuff, where it's like, hey, this is actually fun to do. I don't mind doing this a little more than the other main stuff in the game.
There's one of them where you're in a office, like you're in the office area, and you're trying to figure out where, like you have to find a security room inside of this building, and so you have to actually get like security codes and.
Oh, so
get in to the
find
office.
Clues to get in and all that.
Yeah.
Like hack like employee like computer files and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a little bit more involved. I think in the first one you're just in a room basically locked in there and they're watching you, and you can kind of walk around and explore the room, and eventually I think a little storyline moment will cut in. So I guess I'll just kind of jump into your what's some of your a couple of your favorite games from the series. And I kind of got a email from a couple of friends, I know they're big Assassin's Creed fans also, so if you mention one of the games they got on their list here, I'll just kind of chime in with what they had to say here, too. They just got a couple quick lines about their favorite games in the series. So, some of your favorite Assassin's Creed games?
I'd say besides some of its glitches that it had when I was playing it, Origins was my favorite.
Assassin's Creed Origins. What would you say made it stand out to you?
Like, you got to meet, like, the Greek philosophers and stuff.
Oh, so it's all in Greece, ancient Greece?
Yeah.
Wasn't the one where you get the horse carriage riding, stuff like that, to get around? Like, or there was, like, horse carriage races like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I kind of remember seeing clips of that highlighting it. Very cool. I don't see that on my friend's recommendations. What about any one or two more favorites?
Then I'd say Odyssey was pretty close.
I was going to say, wasn't that the one you told me that was the one you spent the better part of the last year or so working on?
I spent a lot of time playing it. The only problem with it is it's so big of a game that it's hard to tell when you've actually beat the game and when you're just repeating yourself.
I want to say, I think I heard they jam-packed it with side quests, right? Because you were committed on 100%ing it, right?
There are so many side quests, you could not 100% it unless you were dedicated.
So, and this is Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
And so I got both, I'll give a shout out to my friends Chris and Liz here, who emailed in with a quick line or two about it. They both put it as, Liz put it as her number one, and Chris put it as his number three. So Chris, he said he loves RPGs, and while this was not the first Assassin's Creed game to incorporate RPG traits, it's the best implementation, he said, they had of it. He said Odyssey had a great storyline and ability to choose between male and female assassins, and of course, great gameplay. Ubisoft, even years after launch, kept adding new features to the game. Does that seem familiar there? Adding like new add-ons, DLC?
Yeah, they were constantly adding stuff into the game.
And Liz, she said she loved, like you said, loved the introduction of Greek mythology and truly enjoyed choosing Cassandra or Alexios. And to me, this was a great game, and I fully intend to play it again. So I think, wasn't this the game, too, where they, like, I think a couple of the latest Assassin's Creed games, they go so much with the historical stuff. They add, like, a historical museum tourism mode, right? I think that's an option where you could just take in the history of the game without having to worry about going through to play it, just like a museum-type tour. I don't know if you had a chance to dive into it at all.
I'm not sure.
Okay. No, I remember reading stories in the gaming press over the last few years how teachers would use it as a teaching tool for, like, history classes. I don't know. Katie, is any of this ring a bell? You ever hear, like, friends or classmates, or you ever had a chance to try any of the Assassin's Creed games over the years?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it. I know my friends play it, but I never got into it.
Oh, yeah. That's right up their alley for some?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's... Yeah. And Ubisoft, they invest so much money here in the budget. They got, like, multiple developers working on single games. Like, I've seen footage of the staff role on YouTube sped up at like 5x speed, just cruising through how many people are working in the game. It's insane. How about another favorite?
I don't really have another favorite.
Those two
are my top two. Oh. I know I have a least favorite, but
yeah, what's how about that? Your least favorite, or do you actually flat out hate it?
So Black Flag wasn't necessarily a bad game. I just don't like how it's all one track, where if you fail at one part, you're stuck on that part until you can successfully do it.
You have to keep retrying until you...
Yeah.
So, oh, gosh.
So if you're stuck there, you're just stuck.
I'll say, I thought I remember seeing the footage and reviews for it at the time. I thought it seemed cool, where that's where they introduced the whole... That was more pirate-themed era, right?
Yeah.
And you could actually do, like, pirate ship sea battles, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this looks kind of cool, and like have like a whole pirate ship crew and all that. And but that kind of stuff sounds like it kind of turned things away against it, right?
It was fun, but like I got stuck at a chase where you're like in a swamp, and I got stuck at the chase, and I always died at a certain point.
Oh man!
Every time, and I could not get past it.
Not cool. Not cool. Well, I'll just read a couple of last things here from Chris and Liz here, and then we'll move on here. So for Chris, his number two is Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood, and he said the whole saga for that game was great, but Brotherhood had some features that he loved, starting with having your own Assassin's Guild and the ability to call upon assassins to help you in those hard fights. And his favorite is Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and it says it's a return to form after Assassin's Creed 3 and Unity. It says it's the first game in the series to allow you to pick your protagonist, not only that, but switch between the other two. And he liked how it introduced RPG elements to level up, purchase skills, and yeah, just said it was a really good fun for the series and everything about it. You could do leg sweeps and uppercuts. And Liz, well, she said her number three is the original Assassin's Creed because it was revolutionary at the time, and being able to ride a fairly realistic horse and watching it make footprints, she really dug. And she said she recalls it was the first one that had a single player modern game that she actually finished. And for number two was Assassin's Creed 2, the next one in the series. Like the story, she wants to restart it, but ended up getting stuck in one segment in the game. But yeah, so those were Chris and Liz's picks. So thank you, Chris and Liz. And Amber, always appreciate your expertise. I know every now and again when I run on you, I'm like, still working on Odyssey? Are you all done? Is it officially completed, would you say?
I'm done with it for now. If I go back into it, I'd start it back over and...
Just restart fresh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so... Now that we got that out of the way here, we're going to pick up on our Mario Party here. We're going to wrap this sucker up. I believe, yeah, we got the mid-game recap here, and I believe we are all tied up here. All one star apiece, but I think we only got a few coins separating us. So I'm going to unpause it here, see where we're at. We got the Toad recap, so that, there we go. I guess I got a little bit of a lead. Yeah, there we go. So first, second, third, me, Amber, Katie, then computer dead last. All right. Who will win, Toad? Who's feeling victorious today?
Nope.
Katie's saying no? All right. So Yoshi gets a coin bonus because he's just dragging up that rear. Here. Looks like blue and red are going to be double.
Ha.
Oh, yeah, duels. So if we share a space, a one-on-one duel mini game. All right. Amber, lead us away. Turn six. All right. So would you say either of you have a favorite mini game that stood out to you in this game or any others over the series that's just like an iconic Mario Party mini game? I like that flame jump rope one. That one was always kind of a little bit of fun.
Can't think of one.
I think the one I look forward to is the Penguin Dash.
Penguin Dash? I think I kind of remember that. Yeah, it's like a little mini race, right?
Yeah, you just have to stay on the iceberg and not fall off while the penguins are running the opposite direction.
Ooh. Birdo got just piranha chomped there. Ooh.
Oh. I did that to someone else, though, so I guess we're even.
Yeah, that was a trap to get some coins, yeah. I think I also like the bumper cars. I remember the bumper car one. That was kind of fun. Or you team up flying in the sky. That was another fun one. All right, Waluigi time. Just evaded the Bowser space. Okay, good old Koopa gave me 10 coins. Lucky. All right, what does it say? Okay, I got a mushroom. I'll take it. Plus 5 to the die roll. Okay, mini game time. What do we got? Oh, whoops. What are we hoping for? Slot car derby. Oh.
What the?
Oh, so it's just move the control stick to move around the track. And then you tilt it to speed up.
Oh.
And I think as you tilt it, you hit it on the straightaways, that increases your speed, it looks like. So ready to start her up?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I was cruising. What's up close?
Not I don't fair. I think this is just at the starting here.
And it zooms out?
I think so.
Good.
Okay, so you hold the control stick down. Oh, shoot.
What the?
I hit an overhead pass. Messed me up. Yeah, I think I'm bringing up the rear here, but I'm almost in third. Just past computer into second.
Oh.
Who's way ahead of there in first? Oh, I'm spinning out all the time. I think I'm messing up these turns. Katie, I think me and you are neck and neck here at the back. Oh, no! Computer got our number. Unacceptable. Yoshi? Well, I guess the computer has to win one once, right? It felt bad.
Maybe.
Computer is lagging too far back, so. Has the most coins, but only one with no stars. All right. Four turns left. Amber starting us off. And I think you alluded to a little earlier, Katie. The bonus stars at the end of the game can just completely flip the tables 180 from last to first. I think that was what happened last time, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And it's always crazy because they'll determine those bonus stars for any number of events. They'll give it like the happening star for just, they'll give you a star for the player who moved the most spaces. Or if you landed on the most red spaces or the most blue cheap spaces. Yeah, just random cheap. The unpredictable nature and craziness of Mario Party.
I want a star.
Yes. Event space. I know, I got a few. They got a few handheld versions of Mario Party. I picked up a couple over the years, but I never had a chance to put too much time into them. But it was always kind of cool how they get them to work on Game Boy Advance or DS or 3DS. They got a bunch of them. Oh, no, Yoshi's got a star. What? No. This is not supposed to be. So I turned 7 and computers... Everyone has a star. I don't know. Yoshi... You should be eating cookies, not stars. Come on. All right. Waluigi time. Oh, gosh. Waluigi, one. Well, I guess I get some coins. All right. Mini game time. Turn 7. Free for all. Oh, whoops. Hot rope jump. That was my favorite I was mentioning earlier. There we go. Just A to jump. Time it up. And they
come out already.
Oh yeah, this is just practice. And they change the speed of the rope here too, just to keep you guessing on your toes. All good?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, we'll give ourselves some intense music here to amp things up here. Here we go. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! That was.
Thought we timed it.
I thought we timed it too. Yes, favorite minigame. We all... computer, what the hell? Yoshi must be applying some cheat code, I'm thinking. Right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yoshi... unacceptable. All right, what do you want, Amber?
Obviously a mushroom.
I keep forgetting to use the items here. Oh, yeah, and I forget, too, if we want something to do while the other player is playing, you move the control stick and press a sticker, and your character will taunt.
Why?
Oh, yeah, if you plant something, that like that'll grow into that piranha plant that they land on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you get coins. There you go. Got a goodie.
Dude.
Yoshi is up. So is it safe to say the characters we picked, they're our favorite from the Mario universe?
Yeah.
Big Birdo fan. Birdo's your go-to favorite from the entire Mario universe, Katie?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good old Birdo. Oh, we got a duel. Me and Yoshi. Yeah, wait, I should try and steal some... Oh, oops.
Computer.
No. Yeah, me. I want to wager more. I'll wager 20 coins. Steal some from... Drinking age. Just try to steal some from Yoshi. Got to do a one-on-one minigame duel. 42 coins are at stake. All right, what's going to be the duel game? So I'm going to move through this tunnel, get to the finish line, avoid the amplification. Simple enough. All right. I predict victory. We got to stop Yoshi from his winning ways. All right, here we go. Oh, I guess those are turbo boost pads I should hit. Boom, boom. Avoid the electrical currents. Can you see how I'm doing on the chart on the bottom? Is there like, or in the middle there? It should say who's winning.
You're ahead of Yoshi.
All right. Oh, whoa, shoot. Getting these terminal ramps. These evil electric. Oh, I thought that was a. All right, there we go. Now we're cruising. Hey! There we go. All right, computers, we had to halt the computer's momentum a little bit here. Took away some of their coins. So when did you first start picking Birdo then, Katie? Was it Mario Karts or parties or?
No, Mario Kart, I always did Peach. I picked her, I don't know, middle school or something.
Mm.
I just think she's funny.
Cute. Well, yeah, I think she still fires the eggs here. Oh, okay, so here we got another mini game.
Oh, we just hit each other.
Looks like, yeah. A jumps, B during a jump, we could do a spin attack. So knock them off, yeah. Try and stay on the field. Seems pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. All right. Everyone readied up? All right, here we go.
So weird.
So we got to jump and then do a little spin attack to knock each other off.
Just stay in the middle.
Yes. Watch where they're... We got a little shaking indicating when they're about to... All four of us still on. So, no, there I go. I fail. Oh, there goes Amber between Katie and the... Katie!
I just stayed in the middle the whole time. I don't think I hit one person off.
I was trying to land those spin attacks, but fail. Birdo with the win. Good job.
Yeah.
Moves up the rankings. Oh. And there's the rankings.
18.
I got a nice little lead after that duel with Yoshi. Down to the last two turns. Amber leading the way. Oh, I should remind... I think all of us have mushroom. Oh, hey, there you go. You got a star. You got enough coins?
Just enough.
Nice. Give you some verbal flowers here. Yes. Hands of coins. Nice. Nicely done. So Amber has the lead. Two stars.
Bull. Oh, okay. Nothing.
Got some coinage. Yoshi's ringing up the rear. Four spaces. I think that's an evil piranha Pete. Amber, how did Rosalina become a favorite character of yours?
I honestly don't know. I just kind of started playing her when I got bored of, like, the normal princesses and Koopa and Toad.
Because I think, if I remember right, I'm going to use my mushroom before I forget it. There we go. Get my two things there. Because didn't Rosalina debut in, like, the Mario Galaxy games, I want to say, on Wii?
Yeah.
Did you play those from back then?
I play the Mario Galaxy stuff.
Oh, a big fan of them?
I play it on the Switch now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they did the Super Mario All-Stars, right?
Yep.
How do those hold up all these years later? Better to play with a controller than the motion stuff on the Wii originally?
I like it on the Switch a lot better. Yeah. It's a little bit more difficult to collect the, like, star pieces. But other than that, I like it better.
Nice. Very cool. All right, looks like we've got a 1-on-3 minigame against the computer. Oh. So it looks like on the team side, we just got to move to avoid the arrows being shot by Yoshi. Seems pretty simple, right? Here we go. Ready up. So we're all controlling our respective boards in the back. Make sure Yoshi doesn't kill us. Oh, of course, then I get shot right away.
Oh.
Katie, this computer is... Oh, my gosh!
I had no chance. Bowser had me trapped in that corner.
That's right. We'll blame it on Bowser and Boo both. Just... Yoshi showing, for normal difficulty, showing uncharacteristically perfect precision. I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. Final turn. All right. Oh, I was going to say, don't forget you got that item to use, too. But
oh, I'll get a new item instead.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Look, new item.
Or new coins.
New coins. Yeah, look, I've always liked Wario and Waluigi. I think I prefer Wario a little more. I did Waluigi to mix it up a little bit. I think probably going to the Mario Kart games, because Wario, he was like in the bigger, heavier weight class. And I think in Mario Kart, if you're the bigger, heavier weight class, if you bump into the other carts, then you cause them to lose coins or spin out and stuff. So that's how he always became a favorite for mine. Oh, wait a second. Katie getting a star, taking advantage of the double blocks to get extra rolls. Mm-hmm. So I think this will tie you with Amber, and we'll see going... This will definitely be beneficial going into the wrap-up with the bonus stars. So... Oh!
Oh my god, no way.
Duel between Amber and Katie fighting it out. Wager coins.
Oh!
You can press B still. It asks you to confirm. I did this exact same thing. press B to go back.
I can't go back. I already...
No, go down. Oh, I'm sorry. Go down and no.
Oh, my land.
Whoops. There you go.
Well...
Looks like you can wager you're up to what? 11?
Two. Really nothing.
Well, hey, wait a sec. If you press no, if you win your duel and take away 11 coins from Amber, that'll help in the totals. So there, wrap up.
Five. I'll just do 5.
All right. There you go.
I don't want to go like ham.
Ooh. I smell a fight.
So.
All right. And begin. What fun duel game does Toad have in store for you?
Oh, it's a duel. I thought it'd be like.
So here you go. Okay. That's simple. It's kind of like the jump rope. Just like that. Avoid the clock hands by pressing A to jump. You guys like the jump rope game, like, right?
Oh, that was quick. Oh, wait, what the?
I think this is just an intro. All right, here you go. You got this. Jump. Oh, there we go.
Oh, we can move.
Oh, no.
Too early.
Amber with the victory.
I jumped too early.
I think this one and the book squirm. Were two of my top games.
Two of your top ones?
Yeah.
Got some experience in those guys. Okay, so you get the coin op victory there. All right, so I think you still got a couple spaces left to move, or no, since you land. Oh, you pretty much got the ones you lost back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, computer's last turn. 10 spaces. Oh, no, you got to be kidding me. Computer gets a star also, so computer is now with 2 stars. I do not approve. I'm now the only one with 1 star. All right, do I got any more items? Mushroom, yes. I want to use it to get more spaces so I can...
Is this the last one? I'm done now, right? As far as
game-wise? Well... They'll be doing... Oh, hey! Heck yeah, star! I think this will wrap up within, 3 minutes here, because they'll do the post rewards and all that. We'll do the last... You got one more mini game to do here, too.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm making my lunch order.
Oh, there you go. Practicing ahead.
I'm from last to first.
Oh, everyone got stars on their last turn, I think, or within the last 2 turns. And I got a hidden block. What's in this? Could it be a star? No, just 4 coins. I was getting ambitious. Last mini game. What does Mario Party have in store for us? This has been for 10 turns, this is easily the most stars I've ever had in a 10-turn game. 8 stars gathered on the board. Goomba spotting. So count the number of Goombas that run by. Oh, I think it's like that total. We just got to keep track and we increase our count total. So.
What the?
So it's like the total. We just got to count the amount of Goombas. Like we counted Toads earlier.
Did that count in the beginning?
Yeah, you press A to increase your count total. Or I think A for each one you see. This is intense.
Oh, are we doing it right now?
You're supposed to do it as you see them. Press.
Good one, Katie. Oh, whoops.
Oh, man. 2, 1. None sneaking in. How do y'all think we did? I counted 40.
I got 42.
You got 40. Computer did 39. Katie counted 26.
I thought it was at the very end.
Oh.
I was too busy counting. Whoops.
41.
So
we
so could, close.
We both tied. Will we split? I think we'll end up splitting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that counts as a tie. So this is going to rack up the all turns have ended. Okay. Time to announce the results and announce the evil bonuses. Here we go. I think it's 2 bonus stars usually. Item bonus. Who used the most items? I think I used 2. I think all of us used some. Okay. Hey, there we go. I'll take it. So, 1 more bonus. 2nd bonus is Slowpoke. Most plastic. Okay, person who moved the least spaces. That star goes to computer. Boo. Final announcement, final victory. So it's either going to be me or Yoshi, because I think we were the only ones in with those bonuses who got 3 stars. So it should be whoever the most stars, and if it's tied, then who has the most coins is a tiebreaker. So, yep. Sorry, Katie Amber. Both elements. So it's between me and Yoshi. Oh, hey! I must have more coins. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Super duper star. Thank you, computer. It gives me a nice little wallpaper to use. I guess, yeah. I will take it. Third place goes to Rosalina. Second being Yoshi. Oh, I think he got hit A to confirm. Fourth is Birdo.
You'll need to click on Katie's controller.
Oh, yep.
I'll get the chicken.
Okay, so there we go. All right, perfect. So there we go, the final tallies. Are you a nerd for these final tally screens like I am, just to see, like, oh, they actually break it down? We won't go over it in detail here, but just maybe in the more longer-turn games. Have you ever done a full 50-turn game of Mario Party in the early one? You have?
Those take so long.
I think I've seen streams of them, of like, taking 4 hours or something like that, right?
But we did it with two people and computers.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
So that helped a little bit. How long would you say that took about?
I don't even remember.
So yeah, there we go. I leveled up my Mario Party profile by finishing that game. That kind of unlocks things to get in the shop and stuff like that. And it's like Peach's birthday cake. Yeah, unlock other designs and stickers to buy. So just kind of a nice thing to keep you playing more and unlock stuff to buy. So yeah, we will return to the town square there, just so I think that clears that. Once that reloads here, I think we will be good. Okay, one sec. Let me just make sure that is closed. Okay, so with that out of the way, just like we like to take care of our friends around Mario Party, we also like to recommend everyone take care of pets that are in need of a home by going to Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in the Grand Cities Mall. If you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed and neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and will be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more as donations to just donate and help them out. If you would like to help pets in need, please contact them at www.cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, located right here inside the Grand Cities Mall, and you can call them up at 701-775-3732. All right, well, it's time to wind things down with our quick takes for the week. Just kind of what games you've been playing lately, or if you got any cool weekend plans going on, or things you've been up to the last few days. Amber, you're the special guest. We'll kick things off with you.
I know this weekend, like, I'm hanging out with family and stuff, but we finally have the quarry.
Oh, yeah, you picked it up.
Yep.
Yes, did you start it up?
We haven't played it yet. We're waiting for a friend to get back to us.
I'd recommend, definitely recommend installing it before you start it up.
Oh, it's downloaded.
Oh, is you got it all good to go?
We're just waiting for the friend to get back and figure out a time to play.
And I downloaded I think I talked about it last week, but for those who missed last week, it's like the Man of Medan, Until Dawn, those style of games where you control a party of people, do various action gameplay decisions or storyline choices, and depending on your choices, that results in the amount of people who survive by the end.
Yeah.
Big fan of those games too, then?
I really liked Until Dawn.
Very.
Especially, like, the fact that you could, if you made a choice that you didn't want to make, you could just go back and make the ending totally different.
Yep. Yeah, I would definitely mess with it. I'd also recommend downloading the DLC for it. I did two sessions of it. It's definitely the longest of these style of games, probably since Until Dawn. There's 12 chapters. I did, like, two to three-hour sessions with some friends, and I think we're only, like, just over halfway through. But it's good because I'm enjoying every bit of it. I like downloading the DLC. If you download the DLC, it gives you, like, three retries. If you have three characters die, you have a chance to replay their last decision and continue the story.
Yeah.
So, and then you also get, like, 80s-themed costumes and stuff, too. It's really cool. I hope you enjoy it. What else have you got going on?
Not too much. Resting up, because it's been a long work week.
I hear ya. Same. Very, very same. All right. So that's all for the quick takes this week?
Pretty much.
All right. Katie?
I went to the lake last weekend. It was fun.
More water skiing adventures, right?
Yes. Got the jet ski out. And then racing tonight. I don't have anything really going on.
Just counting down the days to school.
2 weeks left. Oh. Next week is my last week of freedom. But I'm really excited to go back, though. I'm excited, even though it sounds bad.
School, tennis back in action and all that.
I've had a little bit too much free time this summer. So, yeah.
Just need to get back to that routine, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And tennis.
And tennis. Do they already have like a first match locked in for the season?
No, not yet. They probably do. They haven't released it anything yet.
Right on. All right. As far as myself, like kind of already alluded to there, Quarry did that last weekend. Just loving that. And played a little mini, just small bite-sized racing game on the Xbox called Formula Bit Racing DX. It's kind of a throwback to those old Super Sprint style of racing games. You get a view overhead and camera kind of follows you alongside you. It's kind of like a low poly PS1 era type visuals, and you can actually unlock everything in the game pretty quick. And it has a nice just kind of miniature racing game. It's just fun to take in. And then yeah, also going to be doing some racing fun tonight here too. That should be all right. I'm going to be doing some traveling after that over the weekend. So get out of town for a few days, do some travels all over. I'm going to be bouncing all over the place, spending a day in a different part of Minnesota pretty much. It's going to be a crazy next few days. But yeah, very much looking forward to it. And with that, we will wrap things up for the day unless you guys have anything else here before we conclude. No? Well, a quick reminder for some other GFBS programming this week. On the latest big screens and TV streams, we cover the new Brad Pitt action blockbuster Bullet Train. On yesterday's Best Forking Sports Arena, we had Keith Cummings on as a special guest as he broke down the Twins and a bunch of other MLB updates, along with the NFL preseason kickoff and Hall of Fame coverage. Katie, Dirty Thursdays yesterday had on like a new record amount of people, right?
Oh, yeah. We had 12 people. My voice went out there for a second. We had 12 people in the studio yesterday, which is a record.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I watched the video. And there was even a surprise run-in in the middle of it, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I ended up posting Amy Nygaard. She did a skit from SNL, Sally O'Malley. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and you'll find it. Yeah. The whole purpose of the skit is the Sally girl, you know, just because she's turning 50, you know, she can still, like, do her thing. And Amy Nygaard, it's her birthday today. Her husband is Wade Nygaard, who races the 9N sprint car at Grand Forks. She did the skit last night or yesterday. It was awesome. I ended up taking that clip, posting it online. I mean, I asked her, and it just blew up. It's got, last time I
checked, of views, right?
1,400 views. Everyone's sharing it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But then the actual interview part, we had Grant, Brent, and Dalton Sexton from San Diego, California. There's a big Minn Kota sprint race series happening in, well, actually they're going to be here tonight. It's like a 3-day weekend. They were in Glendon yesterday. I think it was Glendon. Jason Berg, correct me if I'm wrong. River City's tonight, and I'm blanking on tomorrow.
Greenbush
tomorrow, I think, because Buffalo River is in.
They're all nearby.
I'm gonna get chewed out by Jason if he sees this, jokingly. So yeah, they came from San Diego, and that's pretty cool. Just for this series,
big old drive. They're committed. They want to win it all.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Awesome. That was a crazy show. I checked it out this last night and this morning. Kind of watched it on the YouTubes, and yeah, that was. I'm like, how many people are in the studio?
I know we had two, one. Well, then she came in, so we had like two people. Right, she only came in for 5 minutes, though. It wasn't like a big thing. So we had Amanda right here, two guys. Then we had two people in the chairs, three people back there.
It was a party.
It was crazy, yeah.
So yeah, make sure to check that out. See the craziness. And tonight seems the return of Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling. It's going to be crazy. We'll be going over the weird moments from the Mr. McMahon on-screen characters. So make sure to check that out. And it's going to be a wild episode. So with that out of the way, we want to give many thanks again to today's sponsors at the Mayor's Back the Badge Ride, second annual at the Alaris Center coming up, the Greenway Takeover, and Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. So many thanks to special guest Amber.
It was definitely fun.
Yes, yes. Thank you for Mario partying it up with us and sharing your Assassin's Creed knowledge.
It definitely went better than the last game went.
Yes, yes. Many thanks to Sedulous producer Katie.
That's me.
And many thanks to all of you tuning in and having us part of your day. We will see you next week. Goodbye.